Let's bring in UC Davis Law Professor Mary Ziegler now. Her recent book is Dollars for Life, The Anti-Abortion Movement and the Fall of the Republican Establishment. Professor Ziegler, Mary, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
So it has been nearly 50 years, two entire generations since Roe v. Wade gave women control of their own reproductive health. What does this ruling mean? In other words, there are people who might get pregnant in half of the country whose rights have now fundamentally changed.
Right. They don't have rights anymore. That's what happened. And we don't know what will happen beyond that, because one of the things, of course, that we know is that historically the anti-abortion movement was very unified, had a very clear kind of hierarchy or structure of command. That isn't true anymore. In the same way, so it's very difficult to predict how far states will go in surveying people to determine if they're having abortions. And in the kind of universe of people they may seek to punish or the kinds of punishments they may seek to impose. We know kind of what the starting point is. We don't know where we're going.
So we're not just talking about surgical abortions. We're not just talking about abortions that occur when someone goes into a clinic. But in some states, they've also included restrictions or even outright bans on things like the morning after pill and medication abortions. What are options for someone who is pregnant to get medication now by mail, either from the U.S. or perhaps from other countries?
Well, there are options to do that. Of course, it's not clearly legal to do that, right? I mean, the question, of course, for someone in those states will be, you know, what would happen if they violate the law in their own state? The answer may depend. They're not likely to go to prison. There are no red states at the moment that are announcing an intention to punish pregnant people for ending their pregnancies. That could change. That doesn't mean, though, that people wouldn't face surveillance and other pretty unpleasant things if they try to end their own pregnancies in red states. They could try to travel out of state. But I mean, if I were telling you that I was sure that I knew what would happen next, when people do that, I would be lying. I think that this is unprecedented in more ways than one. And so for people in those states, what the future is going to look like is very hard to anticipate.
Well, let me push the boundaries of what you know and don't know just a little further and talk
Absolutely.
About enforcement. There are some states that intend to ban abortion at such an early period that you may not know that you're pregnant as early as 6 weeks.
States planning on banning abortion at fertilization. So there will be people who are absolutely not, you know, there's no abortion full stop whenever at any point.
Does that raise concerns for you about how that might be enforced?
Absolutely. I mean, we know that in order for states to enforce these laws, they might have to undertake pretty sweeping digital surveillance, not just, of course, of people who are seeking abortions, but people of reproductive age, people who are pregnant. We don't know if the mail will come into play. Of course, there are limits on when law enforcement can open your mail. We don't know if medical professionals will be enlisted in reporting people who are suspected of having abortions. Don't know if states are going to institute kind of bounty programs like Texas has, but the possibilities are obviously pretty sweeping.
There was also a mention in Justice Thomas's concurring opinion about reconsidering the right to contraception. Are you concerned that things like birth control pills and IUDs might end up falling under some of these restrictions?
Absolutely. I mean, to your earlier question, some common contraceptives are viewed by some religious employers and others as abortion-inducing drugs. So without the court directly confronting the question of contraception, some contraceptives may become inaccessible. But we also know that Justice Thomas is saying we have to go further and directly overrule other rights.
UC Davis Law Professor Mary Ziegler. Professor Ziegler, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.